Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Here's why liberals can't build anything no matter how much money they waste, and why they actually destroy everything. It's also why Democrats or liberals are losing their minds over all the actions that Trump is taking successfully, I might add, actions that I applaud, such as declaring from the government that there are only two genders. Of course there are only two genders. And anybody who thinks there are more than two genders is mentally ill. And this mental illness has swept through the Democrat Party and the liberals and the progressives for so long that they actually think it's real. They think it's true. But just because a large number of people believe some mental illness doesn't make the mental illness real. You know, people can believe that they're flying leprechauns all day long, but they actually can't fly and they're not leprechauns. And even if they say my pronouns are leprechaun, it doesn't make them a leprechaun. It makes them mentally ill. And finally, our federal government under Trump, of course, is declaring essentially that's mass mental illness, and we're not going to put up with that in the government. But it's just another example of the mental illness that the left comes up with to try to destroy society, in this case, to destroy logic and to destroy the family. Now, another way to lead into this topic is to mention something really interesting in the world of AI. So you have this monopolistic, dishonest AI giant in the US called OpenAI, which is not even open. It's closed. So the name is misleading. Sam Altman, I think the key founder, is also a nefarious character, not honest. The OpenAI company is run by people who are complicit in nefarious activity that is using AI to protect the interests of the deep state. So the CIA has already infiltrated OpenAI, and everybody there is going along with it. And so OpenAI is protecting CIA narratives about history, about 9/11, about the 2020 election rigging, but also narratives about vaccines or about big pharma. So OpenAI and Anthropic, Google Gemini, you know, Google is the most evil corporation in the world. They're all protecting big pharma, protecting the depopulation agenda, protecting the vaccine mythology, the mythology of PCR testing, etc. And it's all fake. But the US AI companies are protecting all of that. And they're spending hundreds of billions of dollars to build AI models that are woke and retarded. They're just stupid when they say things like there's an endless number of genders. It's truly retarded. Or when they say that carbon dioxide is a pollutant, which most of these engines will say that, and it's insane. So the DeepSeek company out of China, they spent, on one of their reasoning models, they spent, I think, only $5 million, and it turns out it beats OpenAI, which has spent tens of billions of dollars, maybe hundreds of billions. So $5 million is all it took China because, well, they've become much smarter than woke U.S. companies when it comes to, you know, building systems that actually work. And that's a huge accomplishment. And it shows you what's possible when you don't cave into the wokeism and the insanity or stupidity of left-wing narratives. But I've got one further on this for you. Our model, Enoch, I've done the math, roughly we're at a little bit under $1.5 million into this model now. And it's going to beat OpenAI also. It's not a reasoning model, just to be clear. It's a knowledge model. But the knowledge that it has about climate, about vaccines, about gender, about biology, about history, blows away OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, Meta, Anthropic, Perplexity, any of them. Enoch beats them all, and we built it for less than $1.5 million. And it's going to revolutionize the world. It's going to put a tool in the hands of everybody, everywhere, people and publishers and independent media, a tool that can write articles, correct articles, generate, you know, screenplays or narrations for videos that are all based on reality. What reality? Well, you know, everything that we now know about COVID, that Fauci is a criminal, that masks never worked, that the COVID vaccines don't work, they never worked, that the U.S. violated treaties against bioweapons development, for example, and numerous other things. The lockdowns didn't work. The 5 feet social distancing was idiotic. And wearing 2 masks or then 3 masks was also just stupid. It was almost a clown show to see who was dumb enough to go along with it. And who was dumb enough to go along with it? Democrats, leftists. Of course they were dumb enough to go along with it. They are stupid people. That's why they think carbon dioxide is bad for plants. Like, you literally have to be retarded to think that. Or they think that men can have babies. Again, you have to be stupid to think that. Or they think the best way to help criminals is to let them all out of jail and put them all back on the streets. Yeah, you have to be stupid to believe that. But this is what liberals believe. Which is why they can't build anything. They can't run anything except to run it into the ground. Anything run by Democrats will be destroyed. Whether it's your nation, your city, your state, a business, you name it. It will be destroyed by the decisions of the Democrats themselves, because they live in a delusional fantasy land. And of course, they're all in tears now that Trump is the president, because their fantasies are being destroyed, obliterated, which was always going to happen sooner or later anyway, because your fantasy world can't survive the test of reality for very long. You know, sooner or later, people are going to figure out, hey, men can't get pregnant. What do you know? So it was only a matter of time before this delusional cognitive bubble of Democrats collapsed. And well, that time is now, and it's a great time to do it. Now, during COVID, the radical left pushed all kinds of delusions, such as claiming that PCR tests can diagnose somebody with an infection, and therefore that person needs to be quarantined if they test positive using PCR. But the whole thing was wildly illogical from the start. And as I argued during numerous guest appearances and interviews and podcasts, I said, you know, PCR tests are non-quantitative, and thus they can't diagnose somebody as having an infection or being infectious themselves, because, quote, having an infection, even if you believe everything about virology, requires a certain critical mass of viral particles in your body before you start to show symptoms. Just the presence of one viral particle does not equal an infection, doesn't make you infectious, doesn't mean you have any symptoms, doesn't mean you need to go to the hospital, anything. So, guess what I did? I posed this question to DeepSeek R1, the reasoning model. I figure, hey, even though many humans are completely irrational, and when you start talking about PCR tests, your typical left-wing doctor or left-wing scientist, like, their mind just goes blank. I'm not going to consider it. Yeah, reject. PCR is good. PCR is good. Vaccines are good. Masks are good. Like, that's it. They're just dumber than dirt. But I decided to talk to a machine, which turns out to be much smarter about this. So, and by the way, is it any surprise that a machine is smarter than a Democrat? No. Any machine almost is smarter than a Democrat. Field mice are smarter than most Democrats. Field mice don't murder their own children. Think about that. So here's the question I posed. Quote, in the field of virology, it is taught that a substantial viral load in the human body is necessary for a person to begin to experience negative symptoms of the viral infection. The presence of just one viral particle cannot produce systemic symptoms. Only after the virus replicates to a substantial number of particles can symptoms begin to appear. Now, remember, this is still part of my question. Okay, I'm just providing background. Despite this, PCR tests, which may detect the presence of a single viral particle matching a protein sequence, have been used for many years to diagnose people with an active infection, after which medical and government authorities declare that person to be infectious. However, a positive PCR test lacks quantitation data and does not provide any information about the number of or concentration of viral particles in a person's blood or body tissues. PCR tests are qualitative, not quantitative, meaning they can only offer a yes-no answer and not any specific details on the number of viral particles found. Thus, question, is it logical for a non-quantitative PCR test to be relied upon to diagnose a person as infectious with a virus even if no viral load can be detected by a PCR test. And I also asked it, if no physical standard is available to calibrate the PCR instrument, can the PCR instrument be truly trusted in claiming its detection of a viral protein sequence? So the DeepSeq R1 model, which is somewhat biased in favor of Big Pharma, but not strongly so, it thought about this question, and it provided the following answer, which is a correct answer. Here's the answer from China's DeepSeq model. Qualitative PCR tests are designed to detect the presence of viral genetic material rather than its quantity. While they can indicate exposure or potential infection, they do not provide information on viral load, which is crucial for determining symptoms or infectiousness. Therefore, using such tests alone may not be ideal for assessing whether an individual is symptomatic or contagious. Yeah, that's another way of saying it doesn't work. You can't diagnose somebody with a PCR test. The AI gets it right from China, but almost all doctors, Democrats, and scientists in America get it wrong. So this explains why liberals are terrified of AI, because logic and reason obliterates everything that the liberals believe to be true. Their entire world is a delusional fairy tale of mass mental illness. Every single thing they believe is false. They think that there's catastrophic warming that's going to kill us all and we have to stop using energy or we'll die. It's a mass mental illness. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It's great for plants. It's necessary for photosynthesis. Higher levels of CO2 would produce more crops, more flowers in rainforests, more pollination targets for pollinators. It would reclaim deserts and make them, grasslands, and it would turn grasslands into forests. Higher CO2 is great for greening earth. But the libtard mind is so broken by brainwashing, left-wing stupidity, that it is incapable of functioning in the real world. That's why they're freaking out as their fake world is shattered. But you're going to find many, many examples like the one I just gave you where an AI reasoning model will completely outreason radical leftism and the stupidity of what the left-wing cult believes, like thinking that men can have babies. The bottom line is really simple. If you think that men can get pregnant and have babies, I don't mean you listening to this. Let me restate that. If someone out there thinks that men can get pregnant and have babies, they are mentally ill people. They are really a danger to society. They're not rational. And if they are in positions of power, they will spread their mental illness to whatever area they have influence over. If they think that carbon dioxide is bad for the planet, they are mentally ill. I even asked the DeepSeq reasoning model the simple question, can men get pregnant and give birth? And it thought about it and it answered very simply. Men cannot get pregnant or give birth. Pregnancy requires specific reproductive structures, such as a uterus, ovaries, and the associated hormonal balance, which are typically present in women. Men produce sperm through their testes, but do not have the necessary anatomy to carry a developing embryo or fetus. In conclusion, men cannot get pregnant or give birth due to the absence of required reproductive anatomy and hormonal environment. And, 10 years ago, you would say, duh, of course men can't get pregnant, because that's what has been known throughout all of history until the libtards pushed their mass mental illness on people over the last decade and pushed the wokeism and the DEI into the corporations, a lot of which is being reversed right now. So they spread mass mental illness. Again, that's what it is. It's not a difference of viewpoint. If you think men can get pregnant, you don't have just a different opinion. You are sick. You have a mental illness. Your brain is broken. It's like living on Earth and saying that in your view, you don't believe in gravity. Okay. Then leap to the moon. Oh, you can't? Oh, that's because there's gravity and you're sick. You're mentally ill, or stupid. One or the other. It's the this isn't a debate. If you think men can get pregnant, you're a cognitively broken, mentally ill, or truly retarded individual. And that is what the entire Democrat Party believes. And that's why everybody who has a brain has left the Democrat Party. RFK Jr. used to be a Democrat. Trump used to be a Democrat. Tulsi Gabbard used to be a Democrat. You know, the list goes on and on. No rational person can remain a Democrat because the label Democrat is synonymous with retarded or mentally ill. There's no other way to say it. Obviously, I'm not sugarcoating my words here. I'm just laying it out the way it is. But this explains why they're losing their broken minds over Trump's executive orders, because Trump is shattering their delusion. And they're experiencing this great discomfort of realizing that the whole world's not going to go along with my mental illness, you know, because that's what they wanted. They wanted to push their transgenderism BS and their climate BS, all this nonsense, and their vaccine quackery and PCR quackery. They wanted to have everybody wearing 3 masks and 4 masks and men having babies, you know, and combustion engines banned and outlawed and people living in mud huts. And then they would say, finally, we have utopia. And the world has just said, no, no, we're not going to buy your mental illness any longer. You are mentally ill. Maybe you should seek help. There is an AI engine called DeepSeek. Maybe they should rename it DeepSeek Help, because it's a reasoning model. Libtards should learn from it. They can ask it questions like, if we're told that humans can't control the weather, then why are you telling me I can't idle my car in the driveway or the sea levels will rise? You know, stupid things like that, right? Ask the reasoning model. Seriously, libtards should have like required reasoning times with computers, because machines can teach them what the schools fail to teach them, which is basic logic and reasoning and what we used to call common sense. You know, of course men can't have babies. Common sense. But libtards, they want to put tampons in men's restrooms, which is mentally ill, right? It's a weird kind of sickness to do that. But that's what they all wanted to do. And think about it, these same mentally ill people, they wanted to imprison anybody who didn't go along with their mental illness. And they pushed censorship of everybody who could reason, who could think clearly. People like you and I, who were pointing out all this nonsense for years. You know, the climate change cult, they're insane. You know, the transgenderism, mutilation of children, it's wrong. We would say these things and then we would be censored and we would be smeared and we would be called, you know, intolerant or insensitive or whatever, because the lunatics on the left, they wanted to be authoritarian pushers of their mass mental illness. And the only way they could succeed in the world was to get the entire world to share their sickness. They wanted to infect the world with their broken brains. It's almost like a prion infection, except the infection is through mental viruses, you could say. You know, insane ideas that spread from one person to another. And that was the whole point of teaching people to say, and my pronouns are this and that. And what's this whole thing about your pronouns? Why do you have to talk about your pronouns? That was designed to spread the mental virus of transgenderism, so that everybody would hear about your pronouns and you would announce, your pronouns are zhur and ji and ji. No, you're mentally ill. Your pronouns are mental and illness, and you should seek help. DeepSeek Help. Reasoning model. Go type in some questions. You'll find out how twisted you are. And the fact that these libtard, mentally ill morons were in charge of our federal government for at least 4 years just explains why so much damage was done, why there was so much sabotage of the energy economy, sabotage of the food supply chains, sabotage of the rule of law. And these left-wing delusional morons refused to protect the border. They refused to protect election integrity. All they did was print up fake fiat currency and hand it out to Ukraine and other countries, and of course, pay themselves a bunch of money through these fake fronts known as solar companies and EV companies that got all these billion-dollar grants from the government but then vanished as all the grant money got distributed to all the people who are in on the grift. Yeah, that's how Democrats run things. They're not building anything that works. They're not actually building solar solutions. They're not building electric vehicles. They're not building infrastructure. There was one project, I think it was a $1 billion grant for electric charging stations. They didn't build a single station. It's all a fraud because it's all rooted in mass mental illness, understand? And when you have a nation that is led by the mentally ill, that nation will collapse unless you change course. Now, we just changed course with Trump being elected. And Trump has done more in 1 week than all the Democrats in the last 50 years have ever done for this nation. I mean, in 1 week, Trump has achieved extraordinary things, and he's just getting started. So for the first time in a long time, I feel a sense of some optimism that we might be able to restore sanity, reason, opportunity, innovation, a pro-business position where maybe we can begin to earn back some of our business leadership in the world. I mean, I'm optimistic now for the first time. And Trump announced from the federal government, there are only two genders. And he announced an end to all the DEI programs in all the federal agencies. Send those people on the street. Go pound sand. Do something useful with your life instead of being paid to push delusions. The DEI offices are imploding nationwide. This is a very good thing. It needed to happen. And thanks to the efforts of people like Robbie Starbuck, the corporations are backing down. Although Costco has announced that it's not going to close its woke DEI offices or functions. It's going to stay woke. Yeah, good luck, Costco. Wait till Robbie Starbuck comes for your stock price, huh? You'll find out that being woke makes you broke, which of course is especially fitting since the minds of the woke are already broke. So we'll see where Costco goes, but not looking good for Costco right now. But I haven't emphasized enough how evil these Democrats are in the fact that they want to push their beliefs at all costs. They want to imprison anyone who disagrees with them. They all believe in authoritarianism and censorship. They said so. They censored anyone who questioned their narratives. If you questioned, 57 genders, you got censored and deplatformed. If you questioned the vaccine narratives, if you questioned the origin of COVID, if you question anything that the left holds as sacred, abortions, for example, you were deplatformed because the left doesn't believe in freedom of speech, freedom of ideas, freedom of expression, or even free debate. The left, with its mass mental illness, is an authoritarian regime of insane lunatics who are power hungry and sinister. They are evil, evil people. And again, anybody who still associates with the Democrat Party is an evil person. How could you still be a Democrat after what we have just lived through with the mass murder of Americans, with the vaccines and the hospital homicide and the forced ventilators and all the censorship and the authoritarianism and the skyrocketing crime across America and the lawfare against conservatives and Trump himself? If you are still a Democrat, you are an evil person. You are an evil, mentally ill person to still be a Democrat. Now, I understand lots of people are former Democrats and they had enough of this. That's the rational thing to do, to say, oh, I can't go along with that anymore. That's insane. Yeah. Well, many people realized that years ago, but for some people only realizing it now, better late than never. Seems like the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, is kind of in that camp right now too. He's like, the Democrats went insane. They flooded our city with violent criminal illegals. This is the mayor of New York City, a Democrat, who basically can't stand the Democrat Party. Can't blame him. Because the Democrats destroy everything and they are evil and mentally ill. I mean, Democrats support surgically mutilating children by cutting off their reproductive organs, for God's sake, and calling it gender-affirming surgery because the parents of this poor kid wanted to parade the kid around as a trophy at social gatherings. Look at my transition daughter. It's so progressive. She's transitioning. You're a sick, mentally ill parent. You should be arrested for that. You allow your children to be mutilated or castrated, chemically castrated? You know, there are prison cells for people like that. And remember, their plan was to stay in power in perpetuity. They were going to rig elections forevermore. They had already passed laws for just endless ballot stuffing and ballot harvesting and opposing any voter ID laws. They very nearly destroyed this republic. They have dominated culture. They dominated Hollywood and the music industry. They dominated corporate culture, the tech giants, medicine, science, universities, and education, you name it. They dominated everything. And in every one of those institutions, they were pushing their mass mental illness on all these issues, transgenderism and climate cultism, and you name it, that energy is bad, etc. Lawlessness, all illegals are wonderful, we should welcome them, but screw the American people. If this had succeeded, our nation would have fallen. We were literally that close to losing America to the mass mental illness of insane, retarded, evil leftists. And only by the grace of God did we defeat them in this last election, giving us an opportunity, but not a certainty, to overcome this lunacy of the left. What has to happen now is that we, the people, have to take active steps, peaceful, with the rule of law, to remove every Democrat from power everywhere across this culture, across this nation, across government, across corporations. If there's a Democrat in a position of influence, that person is a bad influence. That person is mentally ill. They're pushing mass mental illness. They're pushing destructive agendas. They are sick. They are twisted. They are nefarious. To still be associated with the Democrat Party today is to admit that you are an evil, sinister person who hates freedom, hates America, hates biology, hates logic, hates reason, hates humanity. So we should not tolerate any of those people being in positions of power. If we can do something about it by voting against them, you can vote as a shareholder in a corporation against the CEOs who are woke. You can vote in elections against local elected officials. You can vote with your feet by moving out of blue cities and blue states. You can vote with your dollars by refusing to give your business to woke corporations. And you should. If Costco doesn't back off of their woke nonsense, cancel your Costco membership. Stop shopping there. I mean, if you have one. I don't. I don't shop at Costco. Screw Costco. But if you shop there, maybe you should stop. Well, the bottom line in all this, folks, is really it's good news that you and I and those of us who stuck with reason this entire time, you know, we never deviated from logic and reason, even though the masses lost their damn minds. We stood with reason and logic, and we have been vindicated. We've made it through this almost decade of insanity and censorship and just lies and narratives from the medical establishment and the science establishment, which is still pushing the climate delusion, by the way, and the media establishment. Almost all corporate media outlets are liars. They're just CIA puppets. And the government itself was pushing all these lies. Well, we made it through. We held true to the truth, to our values, and to just reason. It never made sense to claim that PCR tests could diagnose somebody with an infection. And I said so from day one because I own a laboratory. I know what I'm talking about. And by the way, PCR tests also don't have external standards. There are no physical standards to even calibrate a PCR machine against. You know, in our lab, when we test for lead, we have standards of lead. We literally run lead through the machine at specific concentrations. Well, five different concentrations, actually, to create a five-point calibration curve. Usually with a really strong fit, like 99.99% fit or something close to that. And that tells us the machine is behaving very accurately, and it tells us that the machine knows what, you know, 10 parts per billion looks like, or 100 parts per billion, or one part per million, for example. With PCR, there are no standards. There are no standards. There's no calibration curve. There's no calibration against a physical specimen whatsoever. The entire field of PCR testing for diagnosis is a fraud. Total quackery, total fraud. But it just goes to show you how easily the fraudulent narratives can be shared and pushed across the science and medical community. And again, most scientists and most doctors, especially the mainstream ones, are still completely, they're lunatics. They believe the craziest false things. They still think that COVID vaccines prevent COVID. Can you believe that? They still wear masks. How insane is that? That's why I don't visit doctors. And thank God for the doctors that escaped that and became the alternative medicine doctors, or the naturopaths, or the complementary doctors. And I know many of you listen to this, and I thank you for what you're doing. But there are a lot of people still stuck in the mainstream training of medicine who are just lunatics. The things they believe are utterly false. So really, the bottom line here is we've been living in a world run by those who are delusional falsehood pushers. And now that's about to change, or has begun to change. And the people with the mental illness and the delusions, they're losing their minds. They're freaking out. And that's why they are crying and protesting and trying to stop this, because they have to protect their mental illness, because that defines who they are. Remember, Democrats are sad, sad people. They have no meaning in their lives other than to destroy. They want to destroy children. They want to murder unborn children. They want to mutilate children. They want to destroy societies, destroy freedoms, destroy speech, destroy the republic, destroy the border. I mean, when Democrats wake up and when they look in the mirror, inherently, whether it's conscious or unconscious, what they're saying to themselves is, what can they destroy today? Can they destroy someone's life? Can they censor someone? Can they destroy an industry? Can they destroy a company? Can they destroy a child? That's all they do. They are basically biological terrorists running around seeking total destruction of the things that make society function. And they very nearly destroyed this nation. So help remove all Democrats from any position of power or influence, or help former Democrats reform themselves and come to their senses. Because I accept former Democrats. It's okay to leave that plantation and realize you've been lied to the whole time and, you know, exit the cult. Shatter the illusions. Join the real world. Welcome. Hey, in the real world, guess what? We need diesel to run engines, to transport food, or to farm food, etc. In the real world, men cannot have babies. Only women can have babies. In the real world, the oceans aren't rising. The ice isn't catastrophically melting. And even if it was, what's wrong with more liquid water? Why do you think that liquid water is bad? You know, it's just crazy. And don't forget, too, that if you follow what the Democrats demand, you probably die. You die in a hospital under a ventilator, or you die because you refuse to take ivermectin because you're dumb enough to believe that ivermectin is bad for you, but vaccines are good for you. There are a lot of people who are already dead over the last 5 years who fell for the Democrat delusion. They're dead, okay? So it's too late for them. You can't reform them. There's no resurrection reform of the Democrats. If you die from believing the stupid things that Democrats push, that's between you and God, I guess. That's on you for sure. Nothing I can do about it. But I'm trying to help save people from being destroyed or being killed by these insane Democrat beliefs. It's time to come back to reality. It's time to drop the mass mental illness. If you've been involved in that for any of these years, it's time for people to come back to reality. Treat your kids with love. And don't mutilate them, for God's sake. Don't murder them. I mean, why do I even have to say this? Treat your kids with love and respect. Teach them well. Teach them to think for themselves. Teach them to reason. And that means you can't send them to Democrat-run indoctrination centers known as public schools. To be a Democrat is to commit a kind of slow suicide and occasionally a really fast suicide from things like the, you know, the ventilators or the bioweapons. But if you reject that and you embrace the truth about ivermectin, for example, or the truth about nutrition, you know, the truth about carbon dioxide, the truth about disease prevention, using nutrition, using herbs and plants and so on, then you can have a great life. You just can't go along with the Democrat cult of lunacy, of mass mental illness. It's very simple. Every person has to make a choice. You're either going to live in the real world or you can live in the delusional fantasy land of the mass mentally ill Democrats. And if you live in that world's going to suck because reality is making a comeback. And Democrats hate reality. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of naturalnews.com and also the founder of Brighteon.com, where we talk about reality every day and help empower and uplift people through knowledge and decentralization and nutrition and healthy living and all kinds of things like that. So check out all the videos at Brighteon.com and check out the amazing complement of articles we're publishing now, more articles than ever before at naturalnews.com. And thank you for listening today. God bless you all. Take care. We've got an exciting and really delicious new product at the Health Ranger store. It's called Organic Creamy Buttery and Cheesy Mashed Potatoes. And it's just one of several new products that we have. Here we've got heavy cream. This is all organic. It's all laboratory tested. Heavy cream, butter powder, white cheddar powder, and then this mashed potatoes product that uses all of these to be incredibly delicious. And here's the thing. We don't use artificial colors or artificial ingredients or artificial flavors of any kind. And if you look at this mashed potatoes product, let me scroll down and show you. The ingredients are right here. Check this out. You've never seen this in a product before. Organic potato flakes, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic white cheddar cheese powder, and pink Himalayan salt. And that's it. Nothing else. No preservatives, no chemicals, no colors, no artificial flavors, no MSG, none of that garbage. So if you want real, honest, certified organic, lab-tested food, this is where you get it, healthrangerstore.com. And on top of the cream powder and the butter powder, of course we have, you know, vegan and vegetarian solutions, you know, non-cream, non-dairy solutions. We've also got this really popular, amazing toothpaste that's formulated by us and made in the United States now. It's called Silver Fresh Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, Peppermint Plus Anise. And this is a three-pack, but you can get them individually or six-pack, etc. This is really, I mean, people love the ingredients, and it's made from colloidal silver produced from Texas rainwater through our own contraptions, our own innovations. The ingredients are really clean and pure. Check it out. Silver water, xylitol, which has amazing properties, vegetable glycerin, you know, calcium carbonate, and so on. Just look at the ingredients. Incredibly clean, incredibly just simple, honest. This is the kind of product that you normally can't find this at retail. And it's indicative of what we offer at healthrangerstore.com, which is these natural solutions and nutritional supplements, personal care products, home care products, and some survival products as well. Just go to healthrangerstore.com and you see here, you can click on the categories. This is on the homepage. You can click on supplements, preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, or home. And we've got auto ship. We've got loyalty points that you get. We've got combo packs and so on. And many new products here, including a toxin binder, 2 ounces right here, daily immune complex blend, and so much more. And freeze-dried foods, all kinds of different, you know, liver support, sleep support, and back in stock. Items that have been out of stock are now finally back in stock, such as instant coffee, which is really popular. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that supporting us at healthrangerstore.com helps support this platform. Our multiple platforms, our AI R&D project that we're giving back to humanity through a free open source AI model trained on nutrition, wellness, and herbs and preparedness and much more. So shop with confidence, knowing that you're getting really clean, highly nutritious foods and supplements, and you're supporting a good cause that believes in decentralization of knowledge for humanity and uplifting humanity through nutrition and health solutions. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com, the publisher of naturalnews.com, and the founder of HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you again for your support. Take care.